Fisher goes to third. The pitch is, there's a long drive deep into right field all the way back, and see you later. Jesus Mate just turned on it, and look out at 106. That, folks, is why he is the number five prospect in all of baseball.
How about it? The Timber Rattlers, Jesus Mate, his second home run with the Timber Rattlers already. Timber Rattlers beat Beloit 7-5. Y'all can go see them, right? Skycarp, right down the road. That's where we have the Mason Crosby Celebrity Softball Tournament as well. We were all out there. Tommy Wirtz was showing his Gold Glove capabilities defensively in the outfield. His bat was on display as well. So a very cool stadium to go hang out at. But the Timber Rattlers, man, they are the team. If you're a Brewers fan, all eyes there on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Chris Mehring, the play-by-play voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, joins us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Chris, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right, so we'll talk about the Timber Rattlers, but I got to first start off with something. I mean, I've been doing radio for, since 1994, I guess. I was out 1 year, but otherwise since 1994. And I've missed days of work. How in the world do you do over 3,000 consecutive games, man? That is as impressive as anything I've ever heard of in my life as a play-by-play announcer.
I don't have a life outside of that job, so that helps a lot. So
you need to stop. But, I mean, think about it. I mean, to be doing that for as long as you've been, I mean, did you ever have aspirations of, like, I want to go call games, for the Brewers, or I want to go call games somewhere else? But to be doing it that long is pretty impressive.
I think everybody has that ambition, but sometimes the job is just so good, why bother leaving it, and just try to be the best you can be, and they'll keep you around. So that's, there's no real secret to it.
I want to talk about the Timber Rattlers team this year, but I want to ask you this. Best player you've ever seen?
For the Timber Rattlers, I would say hitting Chris Snelling back in 2000 with the Mariners, and Felix Hernandez in 2003. As far as
King Felix.
Brewers, as far as the Brewers, that's up for debate right now, because there's a lot of really good guys on that Brewers team right now, like Freddy Peralta. He was very young when he was with us in 2016. Bryce Terang was very young in 2019 with us. And, you know, we've got so many guys that have come up. It's just, it's hard to pick one. But I can say probably the best player that I've ever seen, visitor or home, is probably Mike Trout in 2010 with Cedar Rapids when they were an Angels affiliate.
Wow, that's good stuff. Chris Mehring, play-by-play voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, joins us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. Sparky filling in today. Tommy Wirtz producing Other Side of the Glass. Tommy Wirtz also does our leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And he talks minor leagues every single day on that show called Building a Winner, brought to you by Iron Worker. So nobody's as tuned in to the minors as Tommy Wirtz, so he'll probably jump in with a question or two here too. Jesus Mate, I saw Kylie McDaniel of ESPN yesterday drop his new top 100. Kylie McDaniel has Mate as the number three prospect in all of baseball as of yesterday. We knew Mate and Pena were tearing it up down at Carolina, but down there, Pena had the better numbers than Mate did. And up here, Mate clearly has been on a tear since he got here.
Yeah, he just had a 9-game hitting streak come to an end on Tuesday when he took an offer. And then yesterday, he hit, 106-mile-an-hour home run, and he's just a doubles machine and hitting a lot of home runs. And just, wow, it's amazing. And it's tough. You know, you listen to the Brewers talk about it internally, and they kind of go, well, we like Pena better than Mate, but then something happens is like Mate better than Pena. And it's just, I mean, you can't go wrong with either one of them right now, because but Mate just last night, he got a changeup last night, and the first game of the series here, he took a 2-0 changeup for a ball, but then the pitcher came back with two more and he swung and missed and struck out. Well, last night he's facing a Holt Jones, a pitcher in the Marlins organization that throws 96-97. And first couple of pitches were strikes on fastballs. and then he got a changeup, and that was the home run that he hit 106 miles an hour off to right field last night. And it was just, it was a beautiful swing. He timed it up perfectly, and the kid can hit, and wow, it was something else. So I would argue that number three is probably a little low, but the sky is the limit right now for Jesus Mate.
Talking with Chris Mehring of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers play-by-play voice. Chris, this is Tommy here jumping in too. They've been platooning right now, not necessarily platooning, but rotating Mate and Pena around the infield. Do you have a lean on which player, whether it is Pena, Mate, anyone else, fitting in, who plays better at second base, plays better at shortstop, plays better at third base? Because when you get to the big leagues, like, there's big money discrepancies between all of those different positions, Chris, and they're going to have to make a decision if they're going to keep them all coming up at the same time eventually on them.
Well, I mean, Mate has played mostly shortstop. I think we've had he's played 12, 13 games with us, and it's about 9 at shortstop now, where Pena has played the majority at second base. And plus, when you throw in that we have Andrew Fisher now, the Brewers' number one pick, playing third base, you kind of have to – you can't put either one of them at third. So I saw Mate has made some amazing plays, but then last night he kind of made two errors on one play because he had a ground ball to him on a double play, and it looked like he tried to get to the bag before he had the ball, and he missed it. Then he picked it up, and he threw late to first base for an error, and so it was two errors on one play. But, I mean, that's just an outlier. That's not happened, you know, that's going to happen to everybody, even at the big league level. So, from what I've seen Mate play really well at short, and I've seen Pena at second the majority of the time. So I think that's a problem that will sort itself out as they go up the system. That's not something they're worried about right now.
Yeah, and you brought him up there, Andrew Fisher, Brewers' first-round pick this past year in the first-year MLB draft. He's off to an incredibly hot start, too. Where do you see him fitting in the future here as well? He kind of was brought up as third first base as well when he was drafted, at least. But he's been pretty solid over at third base, and his bat is on fire right now to start, Chris.
Yeah, he's playing third. He's probably going to play third for the last, what are we at? We've got like 16 games left in the season now. So he's going to play a lot of third, hit. The first night he was with us, he had three hits, three RBI, stole two bases, and played really good defense. I mean, he's playing like a first-round pick is supposed to play when he comes through this level. So I think he kind of fits in wherever. And then on top of that, the Brewers added Josh Adamczewski yesterday to our roster. So that's another top. He can hit. He's been our DH for 2 days in a row. I think he's just going to be wherever somebody might need a day off, he would fit in the field. But right now he's DHing. And I think all of these kids are just amazing. The Brewers are really helping us out down the stretch with throwing some of these prospects in, because not only are we selling a lot of tickets, I know Beloit was really happy that they would have all these prospects in, so all the Brewer fans down here can come and see them.
I think that obviously makes a lot of sense. And I remember, again, I'm older, right? So I remember leaving the radio station and driving to Beloit to go see the Prince Fielder, Ricky Weeks, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy deal. And Prince Fielder's dad, Cecil, would be in attendance, sitting behind home plate, not at the pretty stadium they have now. They were at the old stadium, obviously. And he'd be sitting behind home plate. And this is a true story, honest to God. He'd sit back there, and people would bring their whole Little League baseball teams to these games, and they would line up, Chris, to get Cecil's autograph, until Cecil decided it was time for hot dogs. Then he'd put up his hand, go get his hot dogs, eat all of his hot dogs, and when he was done, he'd use his hand motion, okay, I'll sign some more, and then he would continue to sign. That was one of the coolest things I remember, because you knew when that group was coming how special they very well could be, because that group was winning championships, if you remember, level by level as they were coming up, and then Braun obviously eventually caught up to him when they drafted him out of Miami. And this group here, I don't know if there's a fielder necessarily power-wise, but this group here that's coming feels special like that.
Yeah, I would agree. I would almost argue that Blake Burke, who was with us at the start of the year and has now kind of found his power stroke up in Biloxi at AA, that might be the guy that's kind of there to help them out at the power numbers. And we'll have to see. But this group of Brewers prospects, I mean, I remember when David Stearns took over as the general manager, his vision of the Brewers was wave after wave of young, good, controllable talent. And you see that happening. I mean, you saw it happen with Jackson Chourio coming up to the big leagues, and Bryce Terang and Sal Frelick and Garrett Mitchell and Freddie Peralta and Corbin Burns, all those guys coming up. And now at this level here, you've got Mate Pena, Fisher, you've had Burke, you've had guys up at AA and AAA that are ready at a moment's notice to come up and help, and it's just so fun to see.
Chris Merring, play-by-play voice of the Wisconsin Timberrattlers, joins us here on the Mason Crosby Show on the Fan. Sparky filling in for Mason and Thunder today, along with Tommy Wirtz, as usual, other side of the glass. We have not talked about one of my favorite players coming up, Marco Dingus, and what this dude's all about. I mean, Cuero, we know how good Cuero is, but he can't stay healthy. But he had got on a tear here in the last week or so up at AAA. Dingus looks to be the real deal with the bat. How is he defensively?
Still needs some work defensively. He has a great arm, he has thrown out some pretty good base dealers, but we just played Great Lakes, and they have a player that stole now 80 bases on the season, and he went 14 for 14 with stolen bases against the Rattlers in that series, and there were some throws that weren't that they weren't on target, and you could tell he was kind of rushing to try to get anybody, because Great Lakes, I think, was, if I remember the numbers right, they went 29 for 31 in a six-game series for stolen bases against
Damn.
Us. So there's some errors, there's some pass balls in the game, but I know the Brewers, you know, they work with all of their catchers to deal with this, and the bat plays. The bat definitely plays. The exit velocities are elite with Marco Dingus, and once the catching comes around, I think that's another great name for people to keep an eye on.
Yeah, that dude is. He's going to be really good too. I don't know if he stays a catcher, but I think he's going to be really good. Is there anybody on the pitching side? Because we've been talking about hitting nonstop. Anybody on the pitching side in the last year or two that you really like?
You know, we've had Brett Witrowski and Casey Hunt come through in the last year. They're up at AA now. They're pitching really well. We've got some guys at our level. Tanner Gillis, he was a non-drafted free agent, but he's an older pitcher that knows what he's doing and does some really good stuff. And I know the numbers aren't there right now for a guy like Yerlin Rodriguez, but he's got a triple-digit fastball, and once he figures out what he's doing and where it's going, I think he could really be good. And then our starter last night, Manuel Rodriguez, he's 18. He doesn't throw that hard yet, but he's got the projectable body, and he's got an amazing changeup for such a young pitcher. And he is able to just, he struck out 10 last night. He struck out 8 in 5 innings last night and only gave up one hit. And another guy who just got called up to Biloxi is Jaron DeBerry. He was the fourth round pick last year out of Dallas Baptist University. He is he's got another like projectable frame, and once he gets into the program a little bit more and maybe starts putting on a little muscle, I think that's going to be a name to really watch out for.
So exciting, man. This Brewers farm system is so good. Chris Merrick, play-by-play voice of the Wisconsin Timberrattlers. Follow him on Twitter, of course, @Merrick. Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it. And, of course, everybody go buy your Timberrattler tickets because you are running out of time. I guess I got one last one. Tommy and I were talking about this last night. Do you expect Mate and Pena and these guys to start back at this level next year, if you were guessing at this point?
I mean, it would be nice. I don't know what the Brewers' plans are for them right now. We had Sal Frelick at the end of the 2021 season, and they sent him up for the first month of 2022.
Yeah.
It was going to be about 2 months, and basically he destroyed the league in the first like 3 weeks, so they sent him right up to Biloxi. That's been the plan with some of their prospects. I know we had Joey Weimer at the end of that 21 season as well. They sent him right up to Biloxi. He did not come back. So I think it's all about where the Brewers see players and what they do. But we do know that we open up at home on April 2nd, 2026. And ticket packages are available already. So if you want to take a chance and come on out next year, that would be fine. But if you do not want to miss them, we're home next Tuesday through Sunday. That's the 26th through the 21st. We've got Quad Cities coming in. That's a Royals affiliate with some really good prospects down there. It's going to be a great time. We've got all of the amazing, we've got some great giveaways, and we have our Brattoberfest promotion on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So come on up to the ballpark. Come on up to the Fox Cities and Neuroscience Group Field. It's going to be a good time for the last six home games of the season.
I mean, high A broadcaster, big league plug right
yes,
there, Chris.
Sir.
Come on.
He's
come on, Chris.
He's
nice.
Already promoting ticket packages for next year. Chris, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
All right, Sparky, Tommy, thank you very much.
You bet you take care. There he is, Chris Merrick, a play-by-play voice of the Wisconsin Timberwolves, joining us there on the fan guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. All right, coming up on the other side, Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. He has been at Wrigley Field for the last several days. We'll go inside the clubhouse, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Coming up next, Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky filling in.